That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You know, sometimes I'll bet you ask yourself what's good about the good old summertime. I mean on days when the mercury really soars and the broiling sun beats down and it's just too hot to do anything but take it easy. But if you have to keep on going on a day like that in spite of the heat, I have a helpful little suggestion concerning hot weather and Alka-Seltzer. We call it the Alka-Seltzer Hot Weather Comfort Treatment, and it can really do a lot to help you feel more refreshed. Now, here it is. 1, eat light, easily digested foods. 2, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. And 3, for the headache and the acid stomach upset that may add to your misery on a sweltering summer day, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, dissolve 1 or 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, pleasant-tasting solution this makes. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer can ease that headache and settle that stomach upset. How Alka-Seltzer can help you feel so much better fast. Always keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. When you go to your drugstore for Alka-Seltzer, buy 2 packages instead of 1, and always keep an extra package in reserve. Remember, that extra package on the side keeps your family well supplied. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum got caught up in the spirit of Abner's attempt to trade off all his worldly possessions for articles of little or no value. And in the shuffle, Lum traded off a valuable cow of his own. Well, as we look in on a little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, just you, Abner.
Yeah, it's me. Dog is on. Plum tuckered out. Phew, let me sit down and rest my...
Look out, don't sit on the cat there.
Oh, Geraldine, get the cat out of here.
Granny, get back in the feed room where you belong.
I wish you'd keep her out of here, Lum. She's bound and determined to have her.
Well, did you get the stove back?
Yeah, got it back all right, but it was an awful job.
Never wanted to give it up, huh?
Oh, no. Said it was just the kind of a stove they's needing, and they wouldn't want to part with it at all.
Ordinary, the Macmillan boys is awful accommodating.
Yeah, well, you just let somebody get the best of a trade like that and see how accommodating they are when it comes to swapping back. Do you know I had to give them varmints a team of mules for that stove?
A team of mules?
Yes.
Well, good for you.
Good for me.
Why, sure. You got rid of a team of mules worth a lot more than the stove. That's what you're trying to do, you know. Get beat in all these trades so you can get shut of everything and be broke by September the 1st.
Yeah, I know, Lum, but that's different, swapping back for something.
Well, it ain't no such a thing. What difference does it make if you're swapping back or how you're swapping, just as long as you get shut of stuff?
Dog, is that right, ain't it?
Why, of course it is.
Well, I'll be dead blaming. I spent half the morning over there arguing with them fellas. Just might not. I wore myself plumb out.
You ought to be bored for the simple.
Please.
When are you ever going to get this swapping straightened out in that little bird brain of yours?
Plum, it ain't all my fault. Elizabeth, my woman, just got me so addled I don't know what I'm a-doing, her.
Elizabeth, huh?
Oh, she's just been jumping all over me for trading that stove off. Even threaten me if I never got it back.
Well, ain't she willing to work with you on this? Try to help you get shut of everything so she can get that $100,000 inherited?
Well, yeah, but she says she ain't going to starve to death to do it. Says she would like to be in shape to enjoy it once we get the money. We had to cook supper in the fireplace last night, and hot. Oh.
Yeah, I guess we did make a mistake there. Orta waited till the last day to get shut of the stove.
That's what she said 1,000 times.
Well, good thing she got so mad about it, for it helped to get you out of them mules. And you know how she loves them things.
Yeah, but, Lum, let's don't do that no more. I'd rather lose that inherit than have Elizabeth get as mad as she was last night.
She's pretty riled up about it, huh?
Oh, my goodness sake, she was mad enough to bite. In fact, she did. Look at my arm there.
Well, for pity's sake, she's going to bring back a nub one of these days, huh?
I know it. Dad, blame it, I'm going to muzzle her. That's what I'm going to do. Sat down there at the supper table and glared at me like I'd swapped little pearl off. Looked at me with them steely blue eyes of hers.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing you got the stove back then.
I know, Dad, blame well it was. In fact, that was her ruin. For me not to come back unless I bring the stove with me.
Yeah, well, you got it back, and she's happy now, so you can just forget about it.
I'll be glad to.
Well, I've got some good news, too.
Huh?
I finally got Mose Moots to call off that deal of ours I made with him yesterday.
you mean you ain't going to have to give him your milk cow for that gallon of sorghum?
No, I just gave him $3 and called it even.
Oh, well.
Of course, he got to keep the sorghum, but I was lucky to get him to do that way even.
Yeah, I reckon he was at that. You ain't made no other trades for me this morning, have you?
No, I ain't, but you've been gone all morning. I couldn't leave the store.
Well, don't forget, Lum, I'm the one we got to concentrate on. We've got to get busy. Times are fine.
Well, you can't just out and out make people trade with you. I talked to half a dozen yesterday, and nobody don't seem to want anything you've got over there, Abner.
Well, you just stay here and let me go out for a while. I'll scare up a trade somewhere.
All right, but I'll tell you before you start out, if I can't trade with them, they just can't be traded with.
Well, you stay here and we'll just see whether we... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric Wee Hunt. Maybe I can get up a trade with him.
Did you ever sell him that furniture you was trying to pan off on him?
No, he ain't got nothing to trade. I offered him all kinds of deals. But I reckon he thinks I'm just trying to get the best of him.
Yeah, Cedric's been pranked so much around here, he's vicious of everybody.
Why, sure, they've had him run around town looking for pie stretchers and left-handed monkey wrenches and scrimmage lines till he don't hardly trust his own paw.
I know it. Why not? Come on in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, everybody.
What can we do for you today, Cedric?
Oh, Mama sent me over here after some... Can't think of the name of it.
For goodness sake, Cedric, I wish you'd start writing stuff down.
I can't read it after I do.
Well, do something. You get over here all the time and never can think of what it is you came after.
I can always think of it good before I leave the house. Now, let me study here.
What did she want to use it for, Cedric? Do you recollect that?
Oh, let's see now. She was washing out some clothes. Now, she just might have needed it for that, for she said for me to hurry.
Was it soap?
What kind?
I don't know any kind, just wash soap.
No, Mom, I don't believe it was.
For the land's sake. Was it a washboard?
I don't know. Is there something wrong with the old one?
Well, don't ask me, Cedric. Did she mention anything about a washboard?
No, Mom, she never mentioned a word about it to me. First I'd heard about it.
And I know you wore that out right now playing with the Macmillan Boys band.
Yes, with thimbles on my fingers.
Yeah. Let's see. It wasn't, Now, what was it?
Well, here, wait just a minute, Abner. Granny's you're as bad as Cedric. Listen, Cedric, we ain't got time to stand here and name over everything in the store for you. Me and Abner's busy.
Yeah, why don't you phone your mama and ask her what it was, Cedric?
Well, I told you she's out in the backyard washing.
Oh, that's right.
Well, what you better do, Cedric, is run back over there and find out what it was. I know that'll be a heap quicker than trying to think of it.
Yes, Mama, I guess that's the best thing to do. Maybe it'll learn me to recollect things. That's what Mama tells me every time I do this.
Well, so far it ain't done you no good.
Mama always says that, too. Mr. Abner, you and my mama are a whole lot alike. Except you look different, I think. Shorter.
Well, thank you, Cedric. Before you go, Cedric, you ain't ready to trade me all that furniture yet, are you?
I don't much think so, Mr. Abner. I ain't got no use for it. All I can do is just sleep in the beds and sit in the chairs. I wouldn't have no use for it.
No, but I wish I could find somebody to swap something to around.
Yeah, we sure need to make some trades here, bad.
Well, you fellas ought to go out there to the edge of town where them gypsies is camped. They'll swap you out everything you got if you ain't careful.
Gypsies?
Where's any gypsies? Camped out here on the side of the road on Shack Creek. Come in there late yesterday evening. Been down there at the blacksmith shop all morning trying to swap horses with Papa. Hi, Granny. Them's just the fellas we're looking for, Abner.
Why, sure.
And the nice thing about trading with them, they'll get the best of every deal every time. You're a cinch to lose with them. That's the way they make their living, trading.
Yeah, hurry up and find out what it is your mama wants, Cedric, so we can close up and get out there.
Yeah, get a move on you, Cedric. Granny's Abner, you might can trade them everything you got. You can't tell.
I don't. Maybe this is my lucky day.
Well, you fellas wait for me now. I'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah, all right, Cedric, but hurry up now.
Granny, them gypsies is just what you've been looking for.
Yeah, Lum, why don't we run out there right now and start trading? We don't have to wait for Cedric.
Well, one of us ought to stay here. We got to keep the store open.
Well, all right, you go then. You're supposed to be handling all this trading for me anyway.
Yeah, all right.
Just hurry up and get out there.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, it's afternoon, Ben.
Yes. My size alive, these are certainly busy days in the police game.
Keeping you pretty busy, huh, Ben?
Fine. Got a regular crime wave on our hands.
We have.
What happened, Ben?
Yes. Traffic violations, too. Eli White parked his wagon on the wrong side of the street. Old Vass let that mule of his make horseshoe turns right in the middle of the block. I just don't know where it's all going to end up.
Well, Ben, I don't believe things no worse now than they ever was.
That's the atomic age. That's what it is. I could have told them that long ago. They wouldn't listen, though.
What's the atomic age got to do with it?
You're so right, Lum. And now, on top of everything else that's been happening in town, a band of gypsies have hit Pine Ridge.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Fact is, I'm aiming on doing some business with them.
How's that, Leonard?
I said I'm aiming on...
So I decided that my police force was undermanned. The present setup, which we have at present, is not adequate to cope with the current conditions.
Well, Ben, I still can't see that conditions are so bad around here.
Absolutely. And on top of everything else, this band of gypsies had to hit town right now.
Well, that ain't so terrible, is it? I admit you have to watch them awful close in a trade so you don't get skinned too bad, but right now me and Amner's glad they're here.
Glad they're here.
Yeah, you see, Ben,
glad they're here.
Why, sure.
Gypsies?
Well, Ben...
I'm taking steps to run them out of town, bag and baggy.
Well, now, wait. Don't do that right away.
It's too late.
Huh?
I deputized Milford Spears, and he's already out there giving them their walking papers.
Oh, me.
By stars, I'll clean up this town if it's the first thing I ever do.
My, are the cards stacked against poor old Abner? Will he never be lucky enough to go broke enough to get rich? Oh, wait a minute. What do I mean by that?